This is the Business Storytelling Show, a top global marketing podcast listened to in more than 100 countries, live streamed on social media, and broadcast on DBTV. Christoph Trapp chats with industry leaders to help your company tell better business stories. Here's today's episode.
Hey, business storytellers. Christoph Trapp here. Thanks for joining me for this bonus episode on marketing workflows. And marketing workflows are an interesting topic to me because I've seen my share of horrible workflows. And especially in today's world where, you know, we can automate things and we should automate things, why aren't we doing that? So I want to talk about the three main areas of where marketing workflows come into play. And those are strategy, the creative process, or just the creation process, if you wish. And then also what we might call marketing ops. So this is where everything is set up, the technical side, the technical workflow. What happens when we go here and a lead goes here and they sign up? How do they go through the system and all those different things? So very different skill sets, quite frankly. And you know, you might need help on some of them, or you might need to hire different teammates for some of those areas. So just something to keep in mind that that is a potential. So let's go one by one here. Strategy. At the end of the day, somebody has to come up with the strategy. Who are we trying to reach? Why are we trying to reach them? How do we know we are the right solution for them? How do we know what to offer in the market? So it is actually very important to understand the customer segment, to understand the industry, to understand what your company is going to be doing differently from other companies. How do you stand out? And how do you reach those people? So the strategy doesn't just involve saying, hey, this is what we're going to do. It also involves research. It also involves understanding why something is the way it is. So just something to keep in mind. It's not just, you know, here's the strategy. We don't really care if people can do it or not. We're just in charge of the strategy. And the strategy also has to determine some of the planning. How is it actually going to be done? Who's going to be doing it? What's the staffing? You know, all those different things are important, but you have to take a holistic approach. Sometimes it is indeed easier to come in and start this from scratch. And sometimes it's okay to come in and have an existing marketing workflow and try to figure out where to update it, where to fix it, where to evolve it, those kind of things. So plus and minuses to both. I think sometimes when people go into very established companies with you know, long-term employees, it's really, really hard to change any workflows because at the end of the day, people need to buy in on how to do that. And then they need to actually do them and they need to see the value and how it works. So you need to collaborate, but to collaborate, you need to have people who actually want to collaborate. So it's like when people say, oh, we need somebody to come in to get buy-in. Well, but if the people there are the wrong people, you're never going to get buy-in. So it's like it's just something to think about, right? Building it from scratch or building something, updating something that already exists certainly has its own challenges. And this really goes through the three different areas. Whether it's strategy, the creation or creative process, or even marketing ops, there's always challenges whether you start from scratch or whether you're building within an existing framework, existing culture. So the strategy, very important. If we don't know what we're doing or why we're doing it, what's the point of even moving forward? So we really want to think about that to get that step right. And yes, that step does indeed come first. Once you start implementing, we'll call this the implementation step, perhaps, of the marketing workflow, the creative process, the creation step, it really is important to figure out what are the steps that need to be taken. So for example, if I do a podcast, these are the steps that I take, and I take them, you know, I'm still creative. And I still do different things. I still try different things. But there is a workflow that actually makes sense. And some people call that you productize whatever it is you're offering, especially in like an agency, for example. And some people wonder, well, is that only so you can drive down costs and hire people who can do it without thinking about it? Maybe there's some truth to that probably. But at the end of the day, some of these things, you need to be creative. You need to think about different things. You need to do different things. So whether I have a workflow checklist or I'm just remembering it, you know, I still have to follow the workflow, but I also want to be creative. So just something to keep in mind. What are the steps? How are you going to do it? And that is important to actually lay out to be successful. So think about what's your current workflow? What is efficient? What's effective? What works? What doesn't work? Actually, you know, back in the day, I worked for companies that when people edited content, they would print it out and then they would walk it around on paper and people check it off. Could you imagine that today? Oh my God. First of all, people are remote and people are in different spots. But at the end of the, I mean, could you imagine? And you have to do it on paper and then you have to re-enter it into the computer. What a horrible process, right? That is not marketing automation. So the more you can do that in a digital collaborative environment, however that might look, the better, quite frankly. So just something to think about. Then the final piece, the third piece, is the technical aspect. So for example, you have a blog, the blog needs to be indexed, very, very technical. I mean, it shouldn't be technical, but sometimes it is. It doesn't work. Somebody needs to know how to make sure that works correctly. Then when people, as they go through the funnel, we have to make sure that they're tracked correctly, right? Here's a top of the funnel visitor. Here's how we re-engage them. That's a whole different specialty, quite frankly. But the whole tracking, leading people through the funnel, somebody has to do that. And that certainly is an important piece of marketing workflows and also marketing automation. There's many, many different tools out there that you can use. Some people use Salesforce, Pardot, you know, that's part of Salesforce, and HubSpot, for example. I'm a big fan of that. But you have to understand, how do you track the different touch points and get people to move through the funnel, so to speak? So just something to keep in mind. Those are really the three different areas that you need help in when it comes to your marketing workflow. Which one is more important than the other? I think the problem is I see people jumping into one of those three pieces without considering the other pieces. So that really doesn't work very well. And so what you need to do is, instead of just doing the strategy, which I've seen a gazillion times, I see these fantastic strategic plans on a shelf somewhere and then nobody does them. That's an example of just doing that one. And I've also seen people just jumping into creation, you know, let's do some ads. Let's run this campaign. Let's do this, blah, blah, blah. And sometimes that works too, if you're lucky, but it's not super strategic, right? You're not necessarily as helpful or as useful or as effective or efficient as you could be. So that doesn't work on its own either. And then sometimes you see people, they set up the marketing workflow on the technical side, and it's fantastic, but if no leads are coming in, who cares if you're tracking them correctly? So you want to make sure all those three marketing workflows work together. And then also, how do you automate them? And sometimes you might need to work with like a workflow consultant or a workflow automation consultant to kind of look at the gaps and look at what you might be able to do and how you might be able to do it. So those are my thoughts on this bonus episode of the Business Storytelling Show when it comes to marketing workflows. I'm Christoph Trapp. I'm out.
Thanks for tuning in. Please rate and review the Business Storytelling Show on your favorite podcast platform and subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. See you then.